Disney's fourth quarter results are out. We go behind the headlines now with the man in charge. Our Julia Borson is at Walt Disney headquarters in Burbank with a first on CNBC interview with President and CEO Bob Iger. Julia.
Thanks so much, Maria. Bob, thanks so much for talking to us today. Really appreciate it. You reported better than expected results, and your revenue is up across all divisions except for the movie studio. What happened last quarter?
Well, it's tough to compare quarter to quarter for movie studios because of the timing of releases. So I don't think that that really is something that I would point to in terms of an impact on the results. The bottom line is we had a great quarter, up over 30% on an earnings per share basis, and we ended up finishing the fiscal year with record revenue, record net income, record earnings per share. So great way to finish 2011.
Earlier today, Viacom CEO Philippe Dumont warned that he was seeing a somewhat softer ad market this quarter. What are you seeing in terms of advertising?
Advertising represents about 19% of our total revenue, and our exposure is at the media networks, obviously, ABC and ESPN. Things have slowed a bit the last few weeks across the board, but they have been relatively strong this quarter versus a year ago. At ABC, there's some good news in that the option pickups for the January, February, March period are running a little bit ahead of where we thought. We also have a rich inventory mix, so we have quality advertising time to sell. And we generally feel very good about what's ahead, but I will say again, things have slowed a bit. Same at ESPN, although if you look at their fiscal 11 results on an advertising basis, they were up 18%, and they had some tough comps in the quarter to a year ago where they had just huge increases a year ago. So they were still up for the quarter past, and their pacing this quarter is strong, but as I said, things have slowed slightly in the last few weeks.
Bob, so interesting.
Maria, I know you want to jump in.
Bob, so interesting that really the ad as part of the story is only below 20% at Disney. Tell us about the rest of the revenue part of the story at the company. How's the consumer doing right now? What would your take be on the recovery?
Well, if you look at our parks results for the quarter, they're up substantially from a year ago. I think it was about 30% on the bottom line, which suggests that during the quarter, the consumer wanted to take vacations. And what we found was that was true both for the U.S. consumer and for the international consumer. Our international visitation in the fourth quarter, the quarter that we just released, was up double digits from a year ago. And so that's a good sign, a surprising sign, I would say. I think it's clear that the consumer's skittish. The headlines are frightening to people. I think there's a question about the future of the economy, at least over the next 12 to 18 months, and that's reflected in spending in general. But what we've been seeing, both for fiscal 11 and so far this quarter, is a consumer that wants to go to a Disney park. And obviously, I think that says a lot about the product that we're offering, but I think it might suggest that the headlines might be just a little bit worse than at least how the consumer is behaving.
And do you have a take on the next quarter in terms of bookings, what you're expecting for the near-term future?
Our bookings are running roughly on par with where we were a year ago, but our pricing is up nicely. We had a strategy to gradually wean the customer of the discounts that we started when the economy fell apart in the latter part of 2008, and we have been doing that quite successfully throughout fiscal 2011 and have continued that in the quarter that we're just in, and it seems to be holding up. Our attendance, our bookings generally strong, and our pricing stronger than it was a year ago.
Your new contract has you leaving the CEO role in 2015 and leaving the company entirely in 2016. Why make the decision to leave so soon?
Well, I had a contract that was up, and I was in discussions with the board about that and how long I wanted to remain in this job. In 2015, I will have been CEO of the Walt Disney Company for 10 years, and I was named president in 2000, so 15 years as either president and COO or president and CEO, and it was a very personal decision. I thought that was enough time for me to be in that job. I also wanted to work with the board on a succession process that is effective and healthy, and we've begun doing just that. And I want to participate in a very smooth transition process. So by making the decision and being public about it, I think it it sets us up for a great succession process and a transition that I think will serve the shareholders of this company and its employees quite well.
Some of your rival media companies have been returning equity to shareholders with share buybacks and dividends. Will we see a Disney dividend?
We pay a dividend every year. We have not made a decision on just how much we will pay this year or for fiscal 2011. That's a decision we'll discuss with the board at our upcoming meeting in New York in a few weeks.
Great. CEO Bob Iger of Disney, thanks so much for talking to us. Maria, back over to you in the studio.
All right, thank you so much, Bob Iger and Julia Boorstin.